The expectations are quite modest, but it's all to do with confidence, building confidence in the community, but also amongst the consultants. But the target is about 10 in or day patients per day. That's essentially the simple target we're aiming for. But we're today open for outpatients, for your consultation. We're open for diagnostics, imaging, x-ray, pathology, and also physiotherapy. And then next week we start surgery.
Tell me about jobs, what sort of impact
does it have? The critical thing is that obviously healthcare is complex and you're looking to try and get the right skill mix. We were very fortunate to be able to recruit a lot of the staff from the former St Saviour's Hospital in Hythe, who otherwise would have been made redundant. We've also recruited from competitor private hospitals, and a few staff have come from the NHS or are indeed returning into the care professions, particularly nursing. But we have a broad range. We're also hoping to start an apprenticeship scheme to try and bring new trainees into the hospital and let them see if that might be a longer term career for them.
And in terms of the crossover with William Harvey and the NHS, how's that? Obviously you're right next door, so how's that sort of relationship going to work and in practice?
The key thing is for us to become a respected addition to healthcare in the wider health economy of the overall East Kent and East Sussex. What I mean by that is that it's very common now for the NHS to buy capacity from the private healthcare sector, but also the private healthcare sectors we do buy services from the NHS, and obviously here our next door neighbour is William Harvey. So we want to be a good neighbour, we want to be able to complement the facilities which they have, but obviously on a much smaller scale.
Brilliant, okay. So how do the facilities compare to the William Harvey Hospital then? Do you have the same facilities, or are they completely different, or are they in terms of equipment and stuff?
I think there are some similarities, but the critical thing which we've been trying to do here in Ashford, but also across the country, is to look at healthcare systems principally in America and Australasia, where there's a mixed economy of healthcare between state and private provision, but also to make sure that scarce resources, like, for example, the MRI scanner or state-of-the-art operating theatres, are available and that they provide the most up-to-date environment for patients to be treated in.